1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
it out. Till every drop is gone, Lord Jesus, I pour it out. Till every drop is gone, Lord Jesus, I pour it out. I pour my love on you. To your mighty name, Jesus. Somebody in the building, bless the name of the Lord like you know he's real. Come on, somebody open up your mouth and bless the name of the Lord like you know he's real. Come on, open up your mouth and just give him glory like you know he's real. Hallelujah. Come on, can I get somebody to just give him a shout right quick if you know that he's real? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him a shout like you know he's real. Somebody give him a shout like you know he's real. Somebody give him a shout like you know he's real. Hey, hey, pour it out. Hallelujah. All you may be seated in the presence of the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I love Jesus. To God be the glory for all that he is done and is doing. I'd like to start by giving honor to God, who is not just the head of my life, he is my life. Son Jesus and all that the heavenly host has ordained to be in my life. I bless God for being God tonight. I'd like to place honor on one of the most powerful men that out of all of the years that I've known him, I still have respect for him. I'd like for you to put your hands together for Bishop Tudor Bismarck. Thank you. If you wouldn't mind standing to your feet to honor the man of God, please. And to his lovely wife, thank you so much. And while you're standing, to my sister and my friend, Dr. Cindy Tram, an amazing woman. Tell this little story while you're standing because I would like for you to just bless God for her again. I remember when my father passed and I got to the funeral home the night before the funeral to view his body for the first time. And when I turned around in the funeral home, there stood Cindy Trim. And when she grabbed me, it felt like the body of Christ grabbed me. And not only did she grab me, but she put $8,000 in my hand and said, whatever it is else I can do for you, I want you to know that I love you and I'm here for you. And you would have to know my relationship with my father to know what a moment that was for me. And so from that moment and even before then, I will forever, for the rest of my life, call you friend. Now put your hands together one more time for the woman of God. A woman of integrity, and just what you see is what she is. And to all of the pulpit guests, I honor you tonight. I honor your presence. Many of you I don't know, but I honor the Lord of the God of your life and what God has done in your life to merit you to have a seat, and even some who are in the audience, one of the most awesome women in the world, Dr. Carolyn Showell. Somebody put your hands together for her. And we don't even have enough TV time, talk time, show time, church time for me to tell you what God has used her to do in my life. And so I'd like for you to put your hands together for her one more time. Powerful, powerful woman of God. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to attempt to do what I feel God sent me to do. And I'd like to thank all of you for your gifts. And they were very, very moving to me. I said to Dr. Trim, I said, are you trying to take me down before I preach? I said, that was just a rough move for me right there. To my brother, Pastor Scott, I just honor the Lord. But the subject that God has permitted me to partake of, and the reason why I say it permitted me, because I believe that it is one still yet no one has mastered. Because to master prayer is to master God. And to become an expert at prayer is to know the depths and the mysteries of the mind of God. And when you do that, you might as well make the mistake of calling yourself God. And so for that reason, I was getting dressed today, and it's almost as if the Lord positions us. And he positions us so that we can understand that prayer is not just something that we do. It is who we are. I said it is who we are. And so when you look at the scripture, and I thought it was a very, very important scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians, if you would turn there with me in the book of 1 Corinthians. And I believe we're going to the second chapter. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And the 10th verse, it said, yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything. I stopped right there because the first thing that came to mind is the fact that God, whenever you put him in an atmosphere or permit him to come into an atmosphere like this, and many conferences are, you know, conferences about, and I'm just going to use these off the top of my head, you know, the bubblegum conference and the whatever conference that we have. But whenever you decide to put together a gathering, and it's almost not even a conference, it's a clarion call. It's almost as if many of us would say that, you know, even myself, it would be very, very immature to say, well, I accepted the engagement. Dr. Trim invited me a long time ago, and it would be very, very immature of me to say I accepted the engagement. It would be very immature of us to say that we accepted the engagement. It would be even immature of those of you that are sitting here that said, well, you know what, I decided and I made up my mind that I was going to come to, you know, the conference about prayer, and, you know, and I just like Dr. Trim, I just thought I would come. Nobody decides to come to a clarion call when God is coming. It is not a decision, it is a demand. It is a divine appointment. It is when the Lord puts all of us in a circumstance or a situation where we have maxed out where we are in understanding the depth of God. And so then when God gets ready to reveal something different and something new and something that the world has not heard of before, he would gather in one place the same kind of people that are having the same kind of desires. These are the people that says, I am sick of church, I am sick of religion, I am sick of all of the hogwash, I need to hear a word from God. I know some of y'all may find it hard to say amen right there, because Dr. Trim, some of them are trying to still figure out, is this the woman, the damsel in distress, and she didn't come. Oh, I'm going to say it one more time. The damsel in distress didn't come. But the person that understands that God is about to release another level of revelation and another level of his supernatural power, and when he gets ready to do that, he handpicks the person. Somebody say, I've been handpicked. Oh God, somebody can go say that like they mean it. Somebody say, I've been handpicked. And y'all saying that because I told you to say it, but I'm gonna give you the real definition. Tell somebody, I've been handpicked. Tell them everything that I've gone through have qualified me to hear the revelation. Everything that the devil has tried to do have qualified me to hear the revelation. And I'm not leaving here until I hear God speak in my spirit and tell me something that he has not revealed before. And so then that starts another seek. That ain't your church seek. That ain't your average. Clap your hands three times and tell the Lord, thank you. I ain't going to get started on that because we may mess up real early. We may mess up some clothes and some makeup and stuff real early. And I know some of y'all know the camera on y'all. But see, that's not the atmosphere where you tell the Lord, thank you three times. And then you tell the Lord, hallelujah, five times. Or, you know, the praise team starts singing. No. That's the atmosphere when you recognize that the Spirit of the Lord have gone deep sea diving. See, the real revelation and the real power of God cannot be revealed until he first revealed to us the deception that is in us. Woo! Somebody said, what do you mean by the deception that is in us? The deception that is in us, the deception that is in us, that have painted another portrait. I don't know about y'all, but in the midst of it all, when you really get in prayer, and some of you in this room, Dr. Showell and different ones have had an opportunity to visit my prayer room. And so when we got into the prayer room and the presence of the Lord was there, and I began to explain to them, I began to talk to them about my prayer table, and I began to talk to them about my altar. And I said, the revelation that I have learned in the last 17 months is that the greater the anointing shows up, it is because you are willing to lay all of your deception on the table. It is when you are able to come into the presence of the Lord and tell him what you're not. And so we're living in a church where it tells us to come to church and pretend like you are, and come to church and lift your hands up, and come to church and just glorify God. Come to church and turn around three times and it'll all go away. And the reason why we have not seen the supernatural power of God, because it only comes when there is honesty in the building. Somebody said honesty. I had some things on the table. I had
got some things on the table that I'm going to reveal tonight. I had some stuff that I was looking at, and I said, now what is all of this about? So what is all of this about? And I began to explain to them. I said, this right here is what happened to me right here when I found out that I couldn't have children. And a lot of stuff about us, we don't want to face it. We don't want to face it. And so we say, we putting it under the blood, and we putting it under the cover, and we just gonna bless God anyway. And God don't want us to bless him anyway. He wants us to get into his presence and say, Lord, this still hurts. God, wait a minute. God, this thing right here, I'm still battling with. God, this right here, this is still in my spirit. And God, you know what? My heart is coming after you, but it's still there. And I won't. Listen. Whenever the presence of the Lord shows up in a person's life, it is because there is a need for his presence. And we have created a church that loves to have church, but we don't need God. We don't need God because we got cosmetics. We don't need God because a flat can make us praise God. We don't need God because the drums can make you praise God. We haven't gotten to a point where you're walking through something your mama can't help you with. Your daddy can't get you out of. Your best friend ain't got the answer. And so you come to a place where you say, wait a minute. Maybe I'm only talking to 5 people in here, but wait a minute. I need the Lord. I may be only talking about 2 people in here, but I think you come to a place where you say, I think I'm gonna need the Lord on this one. Well, no, wait a minute, because the Bible then talks about the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, and this is one of the reasons why he has revealed to me that we have not seen the supernatural power of God. It's because we treat God like he's Santa Claus, and we treat God like he is your pimp, and we treat God like you press a button, and then God will do it. Who am I talking to? But what the Lord had to reveal to me, if I don't pay your light bill, I'm still God. If I don't pay your rent, I'm still God. Who am I talking to? We have related God to stuff and not related God to his power. Who am I preaching to right now? And so then we walk around and we say, well, I asked the Lord to do this, and then God didn't do it. Oh, I'm going to just turn to something right quick. I asked the Lord if he would fix this, and then the Lord, he didn't fix it, and so I think I'm just going. I just feel bad because I prayed about it. And so what God began to let me know, that many people are praying, but they're not. They're praying and they're thinking that because they are saying it, that God's got to do it. He said, but nobody tells me what to do. He said, what I do is in my mind. He said, and when I find a person that's willing to tap my mind and speak out of their mouth what is already in the realm of the spirit, then they will see the manifestation of the glory of God. But many of us have not come to levels of purification in our minds and from our own nature. And so we're praying stuff that God ain't gonna never do. Woo! Lord Jesus. No, I'm not gonna get a lot of amens right there. I'm not gonna get a lot of amens right there because the prayer went out of the window. And see, I don't want us to get confused, because when I did the threshing floor and I began to listen to Bishop Tudor Bismarck, and I began to listen to him carefully, and I would sit in my bedroom and I would listen to his tapes, and the Lord began to say, don't get it twisted, because all of what he's saying is not to you. Because there are many times that people will preach from their grade, and then others will grab it as if it is their grade. But God told the Bible in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, it said, my son, pay attention that you may understand and discern spiritual discernment and intelligent interpretation. Who am I talking to? You got to come to a place where you know your grade, and you got said, well, what do you mean I haven't come to? Watch this. Well, who has demanding power? Who has commanding power? Who are the people that can really, I mean, we talk about it and I've gotten prophecies about it, but who are the people that has the commanding power? The commanding power. James Scott, I didn't even know what was going on, because Bishop Tudor, for years, I thought that, and I knew I was operating, you know, with a little something, but I just, God begun to say to me, you don't even know who the people are that really have commanding power. He said, power that has the kind of authority. And I know this is what we're looking for. We're looking for this power. And I know the cameras are here, so I'm being careful about the lighting. But I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm gonna mess y'all lighting up, because I'm not getting ready to stay right here. But see, the commanding power is when we look at it and say, you know, Jesus stepped out, and so the storm was raging, and so Jesus calmed the sea. And so because he calmed the sea, that gave Jesus commanding power, because he had power, because he came here as power. And so now that the power is going to be transmitted, it's going to be transmitted. How is it going to be transmitted? Because many of us think that it's going to be transmitted through. And so you're going to pray. And so you don't went from praying from 1 hour to 2 hours. And you don't went from praying for 2 hours to 3 hours. And you don't went from praying from 3 hours to 4 hours. But guess what? It's been 2 or 3 years later, and you still don't have the power. And it is because what we're doing is we're praying away tribulation, and we're praying away circumstance, because we are a generation that don't want to go through nothing. We are a generation that can't stand a headache, but we want